Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
All right, Curtis, the Patriots had a pretty good year regardless of what happens tomorrow. You would agree with that?
Irregardless.
I was trying to come up with my top three memories of the year, and I have two that jump to mind right away. See if you agree with these. One was the Steph Diggs performance in Buffalo.
Sunday night.
Where he came alive and, like, he was possessed. It was like, if he can put that on the field tomorrow against the Chargers zone defense, this team will win by 10 or more. He's going to have one of those performances, and I don't know how the off-field stuff distracts him. But that stands out to me as one.
What an odd coincidence they moved that arraignment to after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was very fortunate. Number two, I don't know why. It probably shouldn't be, but I think of Drake May running down the field trying to block.
Oh, in that Bills game?
Yeah.
With the package touchdown run?
Right, with the package touchdown run. Even though he had so many good moments of the
throwing. And they lost
throwing.
That game.
Yeah, but just that, like, something about that Drake May innocence and excitement captures the season for me. And probably one of the other ones, if you don't want to go, like, offseason and things like that with Vrabel, is just very good at punching out the football this year on defense, which seems to be a Vrabel trait, and they could use that in the postseason. I don't have one in mind, but it seems like they've had several of those key takeaway moments that have symbolized the season.
Yeah, I asked Mike Vrabel on Monday about utilizing his own experience, given his three Super Bowls and his lifetime of playoff performances, as a coach talking to a team that doesn't have much. And he's distanced himself almost every time. He's not talking about his playing days. He's not Uncle Rico. He's just trying to be the head coach. But you can't go more than one playoff game on the Patriots teams that he was on without seeing massive plays. I believe he was the one that got the hand in Warner's face when Ty Law had the pick six in the first Super Bowl. You had the lights-out dance against Sean Merriman and the unbelievable 06 playoff run.
Well, that's come up this week a little bit, right? Like, Chargers alumni pissed off at Vrabel.
And what he embodied as a linebacker on this team for those games was a guy that was always in the right place, had incredible feel, and he's brought that. And to me, if you want to talk about the best, biggest moments in the last calendar year in all of Boston sports, it is Robert Kraft firing Jerod Mayo, saying this
you
is on
good,
me.
I don't know if it was your lead.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, that decision.
Yep. Great, you know.
You look at what's happened with
great self-recognition.
With Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, and Bisciotti, who, by the way, Diana Rossini reporting today in The Athletic, that after 18 years, they fired Harbaugh on the phone. God, is that pathetic. At least they flew Aaron Rodgers into fire with the Jets. And
I don't know what's better, though.
I don't know, but maybe get points at Marriott. But the yeah,
you blame me for stealing those prior trip.
My God, I've never seen you so angry.
I mean, it was just a total lie and a fabrication.
It was Courtney's take, if we're going to be honest, and I was just echoing it for support.
All right, well, Courtney, you're wrong.
Yep, she's somewhere in never mind.
Somewhere in paradise.
Sure is. So you had for me that decision.
That's great.
The standing up there, knowing how it made him look. And understanding that there was the answer available for them to hire, and it was Mike. The day he fired Jerod Mayo, I know for a fact, I don't know for a fact, I believe deeply, he knew Vrabel was the next coach immediately. And to make that decision, nothing, like everything else falls in line. if you don't fire Jerod Mayo, if you don't bring in Mike Vrabel and then McDaniels and all that, we are still sitting here wondering what the future looks like. And so, to me, the number one decision, the number one moment was that. And it's a sneaky play that we all forget, that 2021 Patriots season. We forget that they were 1-3 after losing to the Bucs, and then they went to Houston. They were down at the half. They were down in the fourth quarter against some guy I'd never heard of in front of nobody. And they came out and pulled away with a win in the second half, and they won like 9 games in a row. This year, where you are in Miami, you have already lost week 1. You have the Steelers coming up in week 3. You lose to the Raiders in ugly fashion at home.
Right.
And you're losing in the third quarter in Hard Rock Stadium.
Miami Gardens.
And one of the best throws and catches of the year, 3rd and 3. A perfect pass from Drake May to Ramondre Stevenson. Hits him in stride down the sideline.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Wheel route, whatever it was.
Unbelievable play. And they pull that game out. And
big punt return from Marcus in that game, too, right?
Huge. And then you had, but if not for an inch with the foot out of bounds, the running back was stepped out of bounds, so they didn't get the touchdown. The Patriots walk away with the win. And the other one, to me, it's just you can't it's not one moment. It's how they've taken care of the teams they need to take care of. It's how they came out against the Saints after the big win on Sunday night. It's how they have answered the call. With
Ravens.
The Ravens game, you're down, you figure that out. And there have been times, because the Ravens game was the week after the Bills, and watching the first 10 minutes of that game, the Patriots are down a touchdown, the Ravens are driving on the plus 40, and you're about to say, okay, this is 2 straight losses, they're going to have to beat the Dolphins and the Jets just to get into the playoffs, win the division. And you have that punch-out fumble of that next possession with the Ravens, and you're able to win that game. So I think those are the things you'll look back on. If you want to say a moment off the field, the moment, whether they win or lose, is going to be Cam Newton fool's goal.
Well, it could be if they lose tomorrow. Are we missing any moments? Let us know. 617-779-7937. Biggest, most standout moments of the year for the Patriots. And Cam Newton is definitely going to have a last laugh if they lose tomorrow. I don't see it happening. It could, I guess, if Drake has a clunker. And even if that's the case, though, locally, people will get over it. It's not, it's still going to be a good year. The biggest disappointment will probably be like the Celtics had the one year where the path presented itself and you didn't take advantage. It's going to be like, oh, Mahomes was eliminated. The rest of the AFC was wide open. Even if you were ahead of the game in your progression, you didn't take advantage of a weak opponent field to get to and win a championship.
Yeah, for me, I don't worry too much about, missed opportunity, even though what you said is true. If Drake May is who we believe him to be, then they'll be back. I just know seeing the guys like Mahomes versus the guys like Peyton Manning, where if you win early, everything else falls into place. Like Joe Burrow hasn't been great. He's been injury prone, but he got to a Super Bowl and took the Bengals to a place that hadn't been since Boomer. If the Patriots lose tomorrow night, nationally, it will all be about Cam Newton was right, fool's gold, they beat nobody, and they lost the only game that really mattered. And it's going to be about, locally, it's going to be Drake May not elevating around him, big offseason ahead, they need to, they didn't do enough at the deadline, they should have brought in Jacoby Myers, there'll be a million second guess that you
need
a
number
up.
One receiver.
Right. And so, the Steph Diggs, Barmore, Ray, that was a distraction.
What a distraction, right.
Right, whatever it is. But if they win, everything else falls into place. If Drake May wins, if the Patriots win tomorrow night, Drake May throws 2 touchdowns, no picks, they win 24-10, then whatever happens the rest of the way, they've won a playoff game. They are now in the divisional round after winning 4 games. If the Patriots win 2 more games, they will have equaled in one season the win totals of the last 3 combined. 8 wins, 4-4.
Yeah,
that never happened, right? 3 wins in one season, you get the total wins from the last 3 combined.
I told you it's been a horrible decade. Like you have the '90s as the lost decade, but up until now,
the Celtics won a championship.
Celtics won one, but other than that, nobody. And the Red Sox made a Final Four in 2021.
And Tom Brady won for the Bucks.
Well, that doesn't count
for me. It did.
Of all the other games on the slate this weekend, what is your best game and your biggest wish? Like, do you hope the Bills get embarrassed in Jacksonville? Do you want to see Liam Cohen and Shad Khan celebrating a Bills demise?
So, I want the Bills to win.
You do?
I do. I want the Bills and the Steelers to win, so Courtney has to deal with people calling her a Steeler fan the whole week. Just my selfish desire. That I
do somehow feel a Steelers-Patriots game next week because everything
I've been,
my life seems to point to that.
Everything about my football prognostications this year has been wrong. I don't think I've had a single accurate prediction.
Boy, you were horribly wrong about Miami.
Oh.
You thought they were going down big.
Is Indiana the greatest team of all time? What is going on?
Cignetti needs to be hired by somebody. If you're like Miami or...
Rivers should hire him.
I think, yeah.
But I just can't see the Bills. The fact that if the Bills hadn't come back against the Patriots, I picked the Jaguars 10 times out of 10. But the Bills showed me something in that game. Josh Allen is about to be a dad. I just don't see the entirety of the Bills falling down in
their
Jacksonville.
Their defense stinks.
I'm not doubting that. I'm not saying it's based in logic. It's just I don't see Josh Allen in his season and the whole time of Sean McDermott dying in Jacksonville.
Do you want to see Philly eliminated? Don't care.
I don't care. They're what a bizarre season that's been. Seems like a real joyless slog there. Like, everybody's angry.
Maybe Mac 10 will get in the game. Mac Island will take him out.
Purdy. But I think the Bills beat the Jaguars. I think the Steelers beat the Texans. The Patriots would then host the Steelers.
Oof.
Bills go to Denver and win. You get another. You get the
matchup three.
The rubber match.
Round three.
AFC Championship.
That would be great.
All on the line. Gillette Stadium. Pats, Bills. Sign me up.
I'm in for that. Let's go to the phones. Raj is in Acton. Hello, Raj. Welcome to Ken and Curtis.
Hey, how you guys doing? I wanted to talk about a couple of things. First, the standout moment. I agree with you with the Kraft hiring Vrabel. Perfect. But as after that fact, I think one of the moments is the loss to the Bills. And I think that was crucial. We needed that. May and everybody else, the young guys needed that. And luckily, it didn't happen in the playoffs. So I think that really got them going, that they're not invincible. Hmm. And so I think that's important. As far as who do I hope for, I mean, the Super Bowl, I obviously want the Pats, but I want the Rams. So we can settle this Matthew Stafford, Drake May situation once and for all. Thanks, guys.
That would be good. Thank you, Raj. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, during the perfect season, there was some thought of that. Did they need? Would you rather lose than in the regular season and kind of but that was more of the perfect season and like keeping that alive and the pressure of it. Do you think the loss of the Bills was good for them in a way?
Yeah.
Didn't hurt them.
I mean, they'd be the one seed.
I guess they'd be the one seed.
So, yeah, I mean, that's something we'll look back on. But if they win this weekend, all that other stuff, I don't think you're going to be – it'll either be – so the options are it could be the Texans. The only team it can't be is the Jaguars, right? Who could the Patriots not play?
They can't play the Broncos.
Broncos will host either...
They'll host the lowest seed.
Right, so it'll be the Bills, Texans, or Steelers. Mm-hmm. Because if the Jaguars win, then they come to... If the Jaguars win, they come to Foxborough, and then the Monday night game...
That's right.
That's the reason you want the Bills to win. Because if the Bills beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, then they are going to Denver if the Steelers win. And then on Monday night, so you have a short week, a Monday night late game ending around midnight Tuesday morning...
That's true.
That team's got to come to Foxborough next weekend.
I don't fear Jacksonville, though. I don't know why. I guess Trevor Lawrence. I don't think he's any good, as you know.
This is, I mean, talking about times that are important. Like, if Trevor Lawrence goes on a run, then he's back. But if they lose that game tomorrow, then it is
a lot of stake this week. It's good. Good drama.
Usually there's not crazy drama on Wild Card Weekend, but this year it looks like it's pretty good. The games are all pretty tight.
Excellent. All right, we will have Lenny DiNardo joining us in about 10 minutes or so. We'll put Lenny on the grill. We're going to grill him about off-season Red Sox. What's going to happen? Can he calm you down about this lack of urgency? Maybe he's got some – a lot of broadcasters have some sourcing about what's going to happen.
Maybe I can cry.
Okay. Let's not do that. Don't get too emotional. And later today, by the way, we have the call of both wild card games today. Rams at Panthers, Packers at Bears, and Bradfo from 1 to 4 has a slew of Red Sox guests, including Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, and Pedro Martinez at 2:30. But first, here's David Azar and what's trending.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is Ken and Curtis, WEEI. WEEI.
Name this band, Curtis. I almost went to see them in Providence this year, but I did not get down there.
A band?
Uh-huh. 70s super group. Not really a super group.
Oh, the Eagles.
Acoustic guitarist. America. And you love America.
You hate them.
Love America. 4th of July, favorite holiday. Fenway Fest, favorite event in January. We're here at Fenway Park, 2026. We had...
Did America peak too soon?
We had Craig Breslow, we had Sam Kennedy, Peyton Tolley, Carlos Narvaez, Connolly Early. Rewind on the Odyssey app. You can check those out during the 10 and 11 a.m. hours today. Lenny DiNardo will join us here coming up. Our coverage of Fenway Fest and spring training brought to you by our good friends at McFarland Energy, by the E.L. Harvey Companies, by Aviva Trattoria, and by Shaw's and Star Market. And we'll be hopefully on location last week of February with the Greg Hill Morning Show, as we always are. And by then, Bregman will be signed. You don't want to hear that, but he will be. Breggy will be back, and things will be better in the world, if not perfect. And then what you can look for is trade deadline prowess by Brez this year, because he learned his lesson from last year.
Yeah.
So he's going to finally take the next step.
If somebody shows you who they are, you know what the smart thing is to do?
Believe them. Yeah, but people evolve. You know, like we've been talking about with... You made a few of those points during the day. People evolve. People grow. It's possible Brez was overwhelmed by
the... It's not Breslow's decision. That's not. I'm not blaming him.
Well, there is a degree of you got to get the job done. Like, you got to get on the phone and make the deal, make the call.
But you said that when he arrived that Heim Bloom wouldn't have made those moves, right? That's what you said, that he was too Danny Ainge in love with his prospects.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so then what's the excuse to do nothing at the deadline?
No, under pressure, he just... You saw how nervous he was with us this morning. Sometimes you just have to get used to the bright lights.
What?
Like, there's pressure at the deadline.
So you think John Henry said, why aren't we spending? I want to spend.
Yes, yes.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
I do believe it.
God in heaven.
Tomorrow, by the way, special time for our pregame show, Shime, the Shime Show. Football Sunday. We'll start at 4:30. leading into 8 o'clock. Shime is calling for a blowout. A Drake May win, a big win. Is that correct?
Yep.
I didn't watch the pick talk. I thought maybe you did.
I certainly did not.
What's Greg feeling about the...
I think he's probably wondering how he can sneak his way in to get some food outside of the restaurant this weekend.
Last night, I talked to Greg before the show. He said, did not have a beverage. Dry January is intact. He was courtside at the Celtics game and did not have one alcoholic drink.
I made most of my life by telling people I wasn't drinking. I'm very good at it. It's one of my truly unique skills, and I don't believe it for a second.
You're not buying it.
No. Greg Hill was on the floor. You're telling me he didn't have a sip of booze that entire night.
This time of year is good. I heard Andy Hart making the case that this week now has jumped division week because of the college games. Do you feel like that, the wild card weekend now because of the way? Because you and I have been down on the college football playoff.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't. The divisional weekend is the best weekend. You get four games.
That's still my call. Last night became a blowout, so I kind of checked out. I was flipping back and forth.
I mean, it was a blowout. I mean, it was from the word go. After it was 7-7, it was over.
But the night before, the U and the Ole Miss game was really good.
Yeah, I'll watch the national championship. I haven't really loved the playoff. Hasn't done it for me. I don't know what it is. I mean, I got all excited. The Rose Bowl is
the granddaddy of them all.
One of the few things that has stood the test of time.
Yeah.
And I sat down with my dad. I was like, all right, let's get this. And it was over. It was awful. Alabama. Yeah,
not a very sunny day either.
No, it was just the parade was better.
Parade was better. I was out in Pasadena this year, sick brag, and it was cool to drive. It was like one of those I wanted to drive past the Rose Bowl.
I went to the Rose Bowl parade once as a kid.
Ah, you always have to one-up me.
I did, and it was you want to know who won the game? Good memory?
Oregon State.
Jake Plummer.
Ooh, Jake the Snake.
Arizona State.
Yeah.
And it was it is unbelievable. I mean, it is one of those few places you go to and it's seared into your memory bank. That and the Chavez Ravine backdrop in L.A., very nice for the Dodgers.
Speaking of college, Jim Harbaugh won in college. He has not done so yet in the pros, did get to a Har Bowl before falling short.
Look at his track record. He is an underrated coach. What he did at Stanford, what he did with the 49ers, what he did at Michigan.
Well, he's a program rebuilder, and quickly. Is he an elite coach? Like, would you put him ahead of Vrabel?
No,
right now.
Tomorrow, the Patriots have the edge in game coaching.
I think so too, and it's not logical because Harbaugh's done more. Vrabel hasn't really truly delivered.
I mean, you could say yet, it's borderline heroic to get to a Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick, but look at those socks. But I have to say that
like, what would be your top three or four coaches in the AFC right now? Would you
in
put
game
Sean Payton?
I would go Sean Payton in the AFC or NFL?
Just AFC.
So let's see. I do not have Liam
some of them
Cohen.
Are unknowns. Yeah, Liam Cohen's unknown.
I like D'Amico Ryans. He's done a great job. I would put Vrabel behind. The only coach I would put him behind in terms of just where they are right now is Sean Payton.
McDermott last.
I would go power rankings. Let's see. We got Sean Payton, Mike Vrabel, D'Amico Ryans, Mike Tomlin, Liam Cohen, and I don't know who the other guys.
Who are we forgetting?
Dead last. Who's dead last? Oh, what's his face? What am I talking about? The last coach.
Jim Harbaugh. You put him last?
No. We were talking about something else. We lost train of thought.
All right, we lost
train. Lenny.
Anyway, Lenny DiNardo's here to save us all. Hi, Lenny. Hop on in. Lenny DiNardo is a member of our broadcast booth here at WEEI and, of course, Nesson. And he's a champion. And he joins us now to talk Red Sox, to talk Fenway Fest, to talk all things Boston sports, because you can do it all, Lenny.
A champion. I remind everybody in my household that every day.
You have to right? look at the ring there.
Right? I've got the 04 ring on.
That is an awesome ring.
I like take it to Fenway whenever I can.
Of course.
Jimmy Garoppolo, 2-time Super Bowl champion.
I wouldn't take that off. Do you take it off ever?
I wear it to like the supermarket, the car wash, and places like that, but that's it.
I'll never forget I used to produce a weekend show with Troop. And he had that thing on come hell or high water.
Oh, yeah.
He loved it. It was.
You never know. Somebody, and it's happened already today, I was just taking photos for an hour, and people were like, oh, can I look at the ring? Can I look at the ring? And absolutely. Why have this thing locked up in a safe? And they gave me a ring for the 2018 World Series for broadcasting. I was very, very thankful.
That's awesome.
And
they gave Wiggy one that year, too, even though he was on Nesson for 5 minutes.
Well, I think it fell off a truck.
I know. Yeah, it did.
Well, my point is I've got four kids at home. I got two World Series rings. You do the math. I need to do this for. I need to get two more of these rings so Absolutely. They're not fighting over my body. You know, whenever that happens. So.
I remember you came on when we were in Rhode Island for one of the Greg Hill Road shows.
Yeah,
and
Whalers.
Yeah, Whalers.
Yeah, it was awesome, and you were great. And we were talking about how you sort of jumped into this unbelievable, never again will anything remotely come close to it seasons. With the Boston Red Sox, can you new audience here? When did you join the club, and what did that season, that whole thing, what was that like to be just a small part of the craziest season in Red Sox history?
Well, I should have bought a lottery ticket. I mean, that day, honestly, because that's what it felt like. I mean, I was in A ball with the Mets, pitching in front of hot dog vendors and girlfriends. I spent a month maybe in Double A Binghamton, and you know, come November or whenever it was, when people, you know, when teams put the 40-man roster, I was left off, and I was disappointed. And then the Rule 5 draft comes around. I'm sitting on my brother's couch down in Key West, and the Red Sox call and say, yeah, you're now a part of the Red Sox. And then I was like, yes, I'm part of the Red Sox. And then I realized that I got to go out and make the big league club for the Red Sox. And you look at the 03 roster, a lot of guys are on the same on the 04 team were there. And you can't help but think, man, am I going to be able to do this? But then, you know, you relax after a minute and you think, okay, it's still 6'6". You had a good season, even though it was A-ball and Double-A. You had a good season prior. You pitched well against the Red Sox farm club. That probably got me drafted to the Rule 5. And, you know, I just went out there and tried to go out and pitch and impress somebody enough, Theo or Tito or whoever it was, in order to keep me on the roster. I'll never forget Tito, you know, pulled me aside. We're doing pitcher's fielding practice one day on the field. He pulled me over and said, listen, kid, We're keeping you. And I'll never forget that. It was
wow.
a great feeling.
Early in spring training?
I don't know exactly how. It was probably mid to late.
Okay.
Mid to late spring training.
So you've been grinding.
Through some innings. I was trying to impress with my athletic prowess doing pitcher's fielding practice. And he basically just let me know, like, hey, we're keeping you.
Yeah. And those teams in that 03-04, that Cold War offseason after the Boone home run, there's no way to convey it to someone that didn't live it. I mean, I was in college in Boston, and I had half of my off-campus place was New York Yankee fans from Jersey, Connecticut, all that, and the other half was Boston. And it was like you just hated them for no other reason than they rooted for the Yankees. Like, it was just the way in which that whole season – I remember the season opener was like a Thursday night primetime Fox game. It was like – and everybody treated these games as if it was just a continuation. Like, the 03 season never really – ended.
Yeah.
It just continued into the 04 season.
Well, I grew up in Florida, but I kind of lived both worlds as far as Yankees and Red Sox. My dad's originally from Jersey City. That whole side of family are all Yankee fans. My great aunt had a Jeter fathead on her wall until the day she passed.
Wow.
With that said, I was a Roger Clemens fan growing up. I collected all his cards from his Pawtucket card all the way up until he became a New York Yankee. So I've got all these cards. I have the binder at home. And that's how I learned to pitch, by looking at his mechanics and my dad kind of showing me this is what he does. And so I was torn, right? Because I had pictures of me when I was a kid. Relatives said, here, put this hat on. It's a Yankee cap. And then my dad's favorite ball player was Ted Williams. His dad was Joe DiMaggio. So there was this back and forth forever in my mind of kind of New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox. So.
And then you got to live it. I want to ask you about a couple guys on the current big league team, Lenny. So we had Connelly early here, and we had Peyton Tolley. And they had, like you, that jump, you know, that quick success going through the minors quickly. Are they the real deals as you see them? And are they starters? Are they bullpen guys this year? What do you think plays out for those two?
You know, looking at them last year and that experience that they had last year is invaluable. This is something that they're going to take into this season, and hopefully the butterflies aren't quite as big. They're going to go out there and have success and think, okay, you know, I've done this, been there, done that. They're going to go out there and help. I look at Early. He's a guy that with his 95-mile-an-hour fastball, it's a good heater, but his secondary stuff, that's going to be the difference maker. Controlling that in any different count, 0-0, 3-0, 3-2, 0-2, whatever, he can throw any pitch. That's how you go out and pitch. Peyton Tolley, power arm, similar to a guy like Crochet, needs to command the secondary stuff. Because we saw it, his first outing, he was able to go out there and get it done. Second outing after that, the book was out. Look for fastball. If he commands it inside the strike zone, they're going to be ready. Big league hitters can hit fastballs. If you know what's coming, guess one spot, one zone, in any account, they're going to catch up to
it. So how hard is that for him, like in one off season, to put together secondary pitches that are big league caliber?
It can be difficult. but it's all about the reps. You go out there with a plan, say, this is what I'm working on. Is it a slider, a cut, or whatever, change up, and going out there and executing. Every bullpen, you have a plan. One thing I learned from Pedro Martinez, watching his bullpens when I was a player, is when he throws a bullpen, he'll throw 25 pitches, and every pitch is thought out. This is a certain count. I'm facing a certain hitter. It's thought out, and he'll throw 25 pitches in the same amount of time that someone else will throw way more pitches because he's taking his time. He's thinking about it. That's how you get better. That's how you develop your secondary pitches. So I'm sure he's doing that.
Is Pedro the best pitcher you've ever seen?
I saw some good ones, but he's definitely – I'd say yes. You know, I played with Curt Schilling, who was unbelievable in 04. Just what a talented guy.
Yep.
But Pedro Martinez, I tell you what, he was just otherworldly as far as what he could do. He's one of those guys that could go out there and tell you where he's going to put it. But because he had movement, because he happened to have that off speed, and because you never know if it's going to go into your chin or not,
right,
you just never dug in.
Yeah.
I dug in against him in the alumni game back in 2018.
Oh, good.
And he looked at me, and I feared for my life a right. little bit. This is an alumni game. I'm like, all right, he ended up striking me out by the way.
That's like John Kruk. Who is he against? Randy Johnson.
Randy turned the helmet backwards and everything. Yeah.
Well, I was taking to calling Brian Bello Baby Pedro.
And I said that is a horrible thing. Pedro to me is like a little bit above God.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. Mechanics-wise, stuff-wise, Bayo's very similar. If you look at his mechanics and what he brings to the table as far as his fastball, you know, a good little changeup when he came up, working on the slider, that's gotten better. Similar. But that doesn't make you Pedro Martinez. Stuff does not make you Pedro Martinez.
What made Pedro is that everything that you didn't see. I mean, that guy was... I mean, you're talking about fear of getting drilled. I remember there was that day game, 03 Yankee Stadium. He's just chucking at Soriano's head.
Yeah. Like, well, Bayo's got fire. We've seen that at some.
Yeah, and it's getting better. The more dirt he has, a spike, so to speak, I feel like that he's going to get better. But he's not Pedro, and it's not a fair example. No. It's not fair to him for us to say, oh, he's the next Pedro Martinez. He needs to develop his own way of pitching.
So with Sonny Gray, is he the two for this team right now? And then our producer Doug Lane was asking, how about Crawford and Howe? A couple guys that was kind of faded, like. We don't know what they're going to be. Do you believe they'll be back in the mix?
Yeah, and the thing is, with Tanner, we've seen what he can do when he's healthy. When Cutter Crawford's healthy, we've seen what he can do. But when you're coming off of surgeries, when you're coming off a season where you haven't pitched much, there's a lot of unknowns there. If you look at Sonny Gray, his past few seasons, pretty good stuff. So I'd say right now, he's probably the number two. It's his to lose. We'll see what the Red Sox do, if they're still going to do something else. Right. I don't know. I hope they sign a third baseman, and I think I know – who we're talking about here, because right. he could be a difference maker on this club. A guy like Alex Bregman, what he does on the field, what he brings in the clubhouse. We have a lot of youngsters on this club, and having a guy like Bregman in the clubhouse is only going to help them develop faster and get better and help this club get even further.
We were talking about Bregman a little bit. Like Curtis was saying, just in a bubble, he'd be afraid to give 6 years, 170 to Bregman because he's older.
I mean, I don't care about John Henry's money. I'm just saying specifically, like, if you were going to ask me, I would have given the money to Alonso for what he got as opposed to giving that to Bregman. Just sort of the Red Sox have not had a legit power-hitting right-hander in a really long time. And
sure.
Bregman's an excellent player, great leader, good guy, all that, but he doesn't possess that skill set.
Yeah, you know, he's gonna hit a few. He's gonna run into a few home runs. He's gonna line drive the heck out of the Green Monster. He's gonna give you a decent fielding percentage out there. He's gonna give you a good clubhouse as well. You're right. Pete Alonso is gonna give you 162 games played every year. He's gonna give you 50 home runs. Right. That's a guy. If we were to sign Pete Alonso, and I like the Wilson Contreras signing, I think he's a good second best.
Cora said he's gonna hit a cleanup today. Basically said, slot them in as four.
Who are they playing today?
Not today.
Oh, sorry.
But he's going to give you, what, 20, 25?
Yep.
He's going to give you 260. But that's known. I feel like the first baseman scenario in the past few seasons, you're getting A, B, C, D, all youngsters, all guys where you're just not sure what they're going to give you. At least it's a consistent guy. You know what you're going to get. Good clubhouse guy. Kind of a rah-rah guy as well.
Yep.
Someone to hype up the clubhouse as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who was the guy? Second base, there have been some big signings that some have flopped. So Bo Bichette's name is out there, and he's looking for 8 years and $300 million. And that you worry about committing to a guy that long, too.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you look, you got a guy in-house in Marcelo Meyer that's absolutely serviceable at second base with the glove. He was impressive to me because he's in a big league uniform last year when he was healthy. And if he can stay healthy, that's the biggest thing. But when he was healthy and he's fielding, he's out there fielding balls, blowing bubbles, and throwing guys out, which just tells me he's got the slowest heartbeat of anybody on the team for being such a youngster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, the more dirt he has in his spikes, the longer he plays, the better he's going to get. Just has to stay healthy.
Are you going to Fort Myers? If so, when?
I'll be the last person to know if I do.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, you guys let me know if you find out.
All right.
Maybe. Hey, we'll see.
I'd love to have you down there.
Be great.
It was great having you in the booth last year. Will treated you well?
Yes, absolutely. What a professional.
Okay.
Yeah. He held me up. He propped me up.
Great. Well, appreciate you coming by and talking to us for a few minutes. Enjoy Fenway Fest.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Lenny DiNardo, World Series champ. Kenneth Curtis, we continue from Fenway Fest next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app. This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
All right, final minutes of Ken and Curtis live at Fenway Park at Fenway Fest. Bradfo is in from 1 to 4 today with the Bradfo Show, also known as Baseball Isn't Boring. He's got a bunch of guests. Thanks to our sponsors, first of all.
Did you hear the new imaging around the Bradfo Show?
I didn't.
Baseball isn't boring, but Bradfo is.
Oh, jeez. That's not going to play. Going to have to tweak that one. Eamon liked it.
Yeah, people with a sense of humor liked it.
Eamon Convey, by the way, on our video streams today. Great job. Happy birthday to Eamon. Doug Lane on the audio, as always. Dependable as ever and relentless as ever. And thanks to David Azar, our producer, but our great sponsors, McFarland Energy, E.L. Harvey Companies, Aviva Trattoria,
Shaw's. I've once been on the back of an E.L. Harvey truck.
I saw that. I was there that day.
Beachcomber.
I think I made you get on.
You sure did.
I ordered you, and you...
Loyal employee.
As always.
Obliged.
You do as I say.
Right.
I give you credit for that.
Right. You always tell me to rip the Red Sox off the air.
You're only insubordinate occasionally, but usually you come
back. I've
gotten
much better. There were a couple things recently I would have made an issue with, but I decided against it.
I'll send a text on the group message, and I see the Curtis bubbles. Like the bubbles in
there. I don't get how that works now. So you can see other people on group text?
Yeah, I can see you're like ready to fire, and then you think better of it, and I'm like, good job, Curtis. That's growth. That is Curtis growth.
I don't have any desire to get into the weeds of the decisions that you make because they're often wrong.
If the Patriots win, they are two W's away from Super Bowl 60. How wild is that?
How crazy is it that Greg's going to be 60 and the Patriots are going to be in Super Bowl 60?
One of those is not crazy because we've been with Greg for a long time.
Oh, so you don't think Greg's going to make it?
He might make Super Bowl. You think he would go?
There is a better chance that Greg Hill walks to Santa Clara than there is that he had nothing to drink at the Celtics game last night.
That's what he told me. In fact, I talked to DMs, his lovely significant other, and she confirmed. I mean, she's on his side, I guess. But
I don't think you can have that kind of
I've heard her. She's thrown him under the bus before. She was.
Yep, well, it's a big bus.
He's got the Wellness Journal, and he's off to a good start. So I give him credit for that.
He's great. We love
Wiggy
Greg.
Had one meal again yesterday.
The Wiggy one meal versus Greg is one of my – it's probably the best rivalry in Boston right now. I love it. I can't get enough of the GLP-2. And I love how Wiggy describes it because he's like, your brain is rewired. And I'm like, well, then why do you need the pill? No?
I mean,
almost everybody, right? They just go right back to where they were when they stopped taking the medicine.
Well, meanwhile, Shime is on Awaken 180, which is proven and effective, and you don't have to do the shot, and he's silent on the show. Why doesn't he speak up? I mean, well, Shime has done a great job with Awaken 180. He's one of our great sponsors.
I have no idea. I just know that Shime's golfing is not very good. I have to say, like, I don't golf. But I was in Florida. I played like 3 holes.
You golf a little. We've golfed before.
I haven't played 18 holes in a decade.
All right.
And it's not that hard. You go out there and Shime like golfs every day and he sucks.
Well, he melted under the pressure.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
The cameras.
That was unbelievable. I have never seen a meltdown quite like that in my entire life.
What was more remarkable was his cockiness in the face of sucking.
Right. Mama didn't raise no bitch or something.
I mean, he's like trash talking Greg. He's down by like
meanwhile,
8 holes.
Greg swinging like my mom and kicking his ass.
That was probably not the best look for the morning show, though, the entire operation.
No.
But back to the Pats. So they win. They're 2 wins away. I do fear, worst case scenario, I think is Houston. I kind of, with you, I feel like the Steelers have a chance to upset them beyond all odds.
So
but if you get the Texans...
If the Texans and the Bills win, you face the Texans?
You face the Texans.
Yeah.
And I think that defense is tough for... That's going to wake up call for Drake.
The only upside is that that's a Monday night game. That'll be the
short
second
week.
Straight game on the road, short
yep.
week.
Yep.
And I'm not... I think that this team can outscore the Texans. I'm not worried. I don't worry about the Texans' offense, per se.
You would have a little bit of Steph Diggs revenge there, I guess.
But it's also this sort of way in which that there's been this renaissance of defensive young coaches taking over the NFL, where you have D'Amico Ryans, you have Vrabel here, and there was another one out there. But it's good. I think they've done a great job. I just am not afraid of C.J. Stroud to do anything.
All right. Guests today, coming up at 1, Johan Oviedo, the new pitcher. Then Lou and Will Fleming. Then Bill Miller. Is Miller in the Red Sox Hall of Fame? They had announced their Red Sox Hall of Fame.
You have today. Billy Baseball?
Billy Baseball's on. Trevor Story.
Was it the game in Texas? He had grand slams from both sides of the plate?
Yes.
2003. The 2003 Red Sox, better than the 04. Hot take.
Trevor Story, Pedro Martinez, Johnny Gomes, Roman Anthony, and Marcelo Meyer all coming up today on the Baseball is Important show. And one of the newest Red Sox is in the wings now, so we're going to give way and let Bradfield talk to Johan.
I think it's great. And you have to ask Johnny Gomes about the interview with Ken Rosenthal on the field where he asked him to ask him about war. And it's not about who you go to war with.
Okay. I missed that.
You didn't hear that?
No.
Oh, one of the great awkward moments when Ken Rosenthal had to ask him that specific question in 2013.
I'm going to do my research after we're done here.
All right.
Which we are.
Thank you, Ken.
Bradfield,
thank
Baseball is Important. Kevin Abex, stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.